Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the line is Christian Garrett, co-host of Sports Talk. Christian, tough day yesterday.
Certainly was, especially on the news that we got this morning that Drew Brees is likely to miss at least 6 weeks due to a torn ligament in his thumb. And after losing 27-9 to the Los Angeles Rams, it's kind of a daunting 6 weeks to think about when you consider Teddy Bridgewater and Taysom Hill, who I think are capable of at times of doing some good things, but they're both no Drew Brees. So tough times for the Saints potentially ahead. We'll see.
Your thoughts about my opening statement?
I like it. I get it, but it's a noble thought. But but at the same time, you got to go out there and execute and play on the field.
I do trust
in Sean Payton. I mean, come on, the guy deserves that. He's earned that. I'm sure he'll do the best he can to get Teddy Bridgewater or whomever else that he feels like is the quarterback to lead this team while Drew Brees is out. They'll game plan. One thing that I would invite people to think about is that anybody that wants to rush to judgment based on yesterday's performance of Teddy Bridgewater, think about this. You could probably get, I don't know, 10%, 15% of the snaps leading up to a game if you're a backup quarterback. So You don't have a whole lot of pocket awareness. You don't have a whole lot of game awareness because you're rusty. Let's just face it. You haven't played in a meaningful game in 2 years or more, and you don't get the reps that you get as a starter. So I would tell everybody, hey, wait to see what Teddy Bridgewater does when he has a full week as the quote-unquote starter with all the reps to get ready for the game and also the film study. And I think also Sean Payton's going to look at it and say, all right, what is Teddy Bridgewater's strengths? What does he do well? Let's put him in the best possible position to succeed, because what he does well is different than what Drew Brees does well. So they can now game plan specific towards Teddy Bridgewater's strengths. I think you'll see a little bit of a different Teddy Bridgewater the next time out.
He went 17 for 30, 165 yards yesterday, and the coach, I thought, summed it up well. He said, we got beat in the trenches.
Man, did they? I mean, everybody wants to kind of pin this on Teddy Bridgewater. Every offensive lineman had a holding penalty. I mean, if you have 11 penalties, you're going to lose. I don't care if you have Drew Brees or not. You got 11 penalties for almost 100 yards, you're going to lose. That's the bottom line. You're going to lose by at least a touchdown, maybe even more. And I think that, you know, they got beat. Andrews Pete couldn't block Aaron Donald. There's not too many people that can block Aaron Donald, but they just got beat up front on offense, and you had receivers dropping passes, you had false starts, you had holding penalties. I mean, it's just one of those games where you looked at it and said, if you're going to beat this team with a backup quarterback, this is the exact way not to do it. This is the exact way that you cannot behave in order to beat that team with your backup quarterback.
Saints had 244 yards of total offense. You know, but by Saints standards, those are fairly dismal.
Yeah, and they only rushed for 57 yards.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, you're not going to win any games when you commit 11 penalties and rush for 57 yards. You're just not. So they got to get the running game going a little bit, and I put that on the offensive line. We brag about how this is one of the best offensive lines in football. Well, yesterday they didn't play that way. Larry Wolfield, Ryan Ramczyk had a holding penalty. Teron Armstead gave up a sack, had a holding penalty. Andrews Pete went out with an injury. Will Clapp came in. I mean, it was a calamity of mistakes and injuries yesterday.
Jared Goff goes 19 of 28 for 283 yards and one touchdown. The defense, it was like feast or famine yesterday.
First half, I thought they played great.
Yeah.
Second half, I think that Marshawn Lattimore has to step up. He's got to play better. He hasn't played well in 2 weeks. And I thought something that was very telling yesterday or last night when Sean Payton talked after the game, he said, we have to make sure we have the right guys on the field. Well, that tells you something. That tells you that he's evaluating and making sure that the right guys are on the field. In other words, hey, somebody could be benched this week. Somebody could lose their job this week. And I believe Sean Payton when he says that, because he's said it in the past and he's acted on it in the past. So I think you could see some changes. Look, right now, the way Marshawn Lattimore's playing, why not put Ken Crawley in there? Come on. I mean, why is it any worse than what Ken Crawley would do? And I don't think the answer is that they would do any worse. I think that the secondary has some issues, and the pressure was there a little bit yesterday. I thought Cam Jordan was outstanding, and he was held almost every play. I think Cam Jordan should have scored on that, or that play should have held up on the scoop and score fumble of 80 yards. But and they got to get better in the secondary, that's for sure.
I looked at some of the video last night, and I was struck by how many missed tackles as well.
Yeah, they didn't tackle well, and that's a problem. But I also think that that's a byproduct, Newell. If you look across the league, tackling is not very good in the first two or three games of the season, just because they don't do a whole lot of it during the preseason and training camp. They just don't. If you go watch practice, I think the Saints went live like one time, once for like 2 minutes. And what I mean by live is full tackling. And then the preseason games, the starters don't play a whole lot. And then you get into the regular season game, and that's gonna show when you don't practice it and rep it a whole lot. I think it'll get better.
You know, it's interesting. Possession time was almost even. Mm-hmm. 30 minutes, 21 seconds for L.A., 29 minutes, 39 seconds for New Orleans. Punts about the same. We punted 5. They punted 4. And our kicking game was strong as ever once again. And it seems like the score is a lot wider than what some of the stats indicate.
Well, the time of possession, here's the thing about the Saints. They were moving the ball at times, and what did they do? They'd shoot themselves in the foot. I mean, how many times did you see the Saints playing 1st and 20, 3rd and 12? I mean, they were in a ton of those kind of situations, and that was because they were shooting themselves in the foot. They'd move the ball and then get a penalty. Overcome the penalty, move the ball, get a penalty. Those are the things that will get you beat every time.
We got to get to a break. When we come back, we need to talk about the next game. Still out there on the West Coast. This team stays out there, and they head to Seattle, who comes off a win. We'll be right back with Christian Garrick when we return. The Saints stay out on the West Coast. We are well aware of the possible injury to Drew Brees' thumb, excuse me. But we had some other critical injuries during the game yesterday, Christian. Any update on those?
Andres Pete went down with what appears to be an ankle injury. I don't have an update on his status for this week. And there's a couple other little bang-ups, if you will, tweaks that I think we'll get information on in the next 24 hours. And Keith Kirkwood, how about that? This is something that hasn't been talked about. Is in pregame warmups, tweaked his hamstring after the Saints already turned in their inactives report. And they were banged up. Traquan Smith suffered an injury as well, a lower leg injury. We don't know the status of him yet. So they're thin at wide receiver. I could see them promoting a guy like Emmanuel Butler or Lil Jordan Humphrey from the practice squad to the active roster this week. Austin Carr was also down as an inactive this past game against the Rams.
And, you know, in the past they've had to play this chess game with injuries, and the coach has done a masterful job of that, especially on the offensive front line. They move people around for the last two seasons, quite frankly. And you and I have talked about this a lot. It's kind of the luck of the situation or the luck of the draw as it relates to injuries and the timing of same.
You're going to have players injured. It's just a fact in the NFL. It's not if, it's just a matter of when and who it is.
Yeah.
And the Saints are banged up a little bit on the offensive line. They're banged up at receiver and certainly banged up at quarterback with Drew Brees missing up to 6 weeks with that torn ligament in his thumb. So, this is just unfortunate how it happens, but it's going to happen in the NFL. It's life of the NFL, and you got to navigate those injuries.
Long stay out on the West Coast kind of disrupts the flow, you know.
I think it's good for them, though, Newell. Honestly, whenever they've been away, when they've ever had to go to London or been on these West Coast trips like this where they might have stayed for a week because of travel, I think it's actually a good thing because it removes the distractions. The media coverage is not going to be as intense because they're not in New Orleans, so there are some entities that might not necessarily be out there in Seattle to watch them practice and cover them, and I think it's a way for them to kind of bond a little bit. I know every time they've gone to London, they've always come away with it feeling positive because they can kind of just batten down the hatches, if you will, and just go, all right, hey, look, it's us, and that's it. That's what we're worried about. We're worried about the Saints and nothing else. So I think it can be a good thing.
How do they stack up against Seattle?
Seattle's had two close wins. This is not the Legion of Boom that I think Seattle and all NFL fans are used to on defense. On offense, they do just enough. They can run the football. They love to run the football. Russell Wilson is Russell Wilson at quarterback. He does some pretty Houdini things. I'm a big Russell Wilson fan. They're going to pose a threat offensively, but I think, you know, defensively, they can be had a little bit. Their pass rush is pretty good. Their secondary is okay. But I think the Saints offense can certainly move the football against the Seattle defense. And it's always tough to play up there in Seattle. Let's face it. They have a home field advantage that's similar to the Saints. And it's going to be another tough matchup, especially dealing with this team with your backup quarterback. But Teddy Bridgewater has to step up. This is why they're paying him $7.5 million this year for this exact scenario. Hey, give us some time. Give us a couple of games. Give us four, five, six games because Drew Brees is out and play well.
You would agree, though, for Teddy Bridgewater to really rise to the top, we need to run the ball better.
Yeah. I mean, 57 yards rushing is not going to cut it. And I think now more than ever, the Saints have to kind of change their identity, if you will. They have to morph into a more physical, downhill running team. Not every play. I'm not saying that, you know, they've got to go 35 rushing attempts and 25 passing attempts. I just think that balance now on this offense is even more paramount than it was with Drew Brees in there.
All righty. Well, we'll stay tuned to get the latest and look forward to listening to you this afternoon. Christian, great job yesterday. The entire team, we really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
All righty. We'll be right back after the break with Jeff Palermo with an update on the LSU Fighting Tigers. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.